All right, I'm opening the meeting at 6:38 p.m. Due to the people that are here, we are going to skip to number three, which is the High Park ref complaints that we have been receiving. We'll hear from Coach Kelly first, and then we'll hear from the other parties that are here.
All right, so I'm not sure exactly all the complaints that have come in. I can speak on the coaching side of it. As far as we get bad refs, it's part of the game, no matter what sport you have. I personally would look at our reffing the other night was way worse than what we encountered in Hyde Park. Hyde Park, I didn't look at as, I thought it was bad calls. They knew that speaking with coaches while the game, I mean, we were all aware that the calls were not good. The attitude was not good. It wasn't anything that was unnoticed by either side of the table. As far as, again, as a coach, I didn't look at it as a dangerous situation where anybody was at harm of getting hurt. Obviously, I mean, she did, but I don't look at it as a call would have prevented that from happening. That was just an unfortunate, like, sometimes those do happen as well. So for me, I didn't look at it as a situation where anybody was going to get hurt. I looked, like I said, the other night, I would have looked at definitely as somebody who potentially could have gotten hurt had especially Eden played any differently, I guess, the other night.
Where was that?
Okay.
Yeah, the reffing was very, very bad.
I heard the Eden girls killed it.
Yeah, you had big T-Rex.
6:32. We had to. There were a few that I knew that if I put them in, it was going to end poorly.
Thank God.
Knowing the players helps to figure out who to play when. Woke at some of the players I had played them, I would look at it as somebody could have gotten hurt. Hyde Park, like I said, I think it was a terrible reffing, terrible attitude, but as far as, I mean, what we can do, that part, I don't know. I wouldn't say let's not ever play them again or anything like that.
So just be clear, you are up for playing them again.
Yeah, I'm back. Continue playing Hyde Park for sure.
This year?
Oh, this year we've already canceled the game that we had. That game has been canceled.
I guess the question would be if looking at the Cambridge tournament, we're looking at if we win a game, we're playing Hyde Park again.
Yes.
I think it's a different situation.
Right. I'm saying is like, is this, I mean.
I'm fine playing Hyde Park.
The refs won't be the same.
I'm not going to have Maya play at Hyde Park School if that guy's reffing. He was rude. He yelled at me when I confronted him about his unfair calls. I told him that because Hyde Park was playing full defense court, and he didn't call it, but then Eden turned around and did it, and he called it. And I'm like, that's not right. You're either going to stick to half court defense for both teams or full. And he went off and he's like, if you want a ref, you get a whistle. And he like was really rude, and it takes a lot to make me mad, but I was mad. And Maya didn't want to play the second game at all because of his unfair calls.
She didn't
want to
play the
second
game either.
No. I feel like I had to force her to play. I'm like, your teammates are counting on you. You need to play the game. But she didn't want to play at all.
You guys are okay with continuing to play Hyde Park,
it's a different ref. Different team. It's got to do with his attitude.
It's that ref.
Not just this game. It's been for the past 3 years with
the last 3 years with our girls, this ref has been...
It's the same ref every game.
Horrible. And he's unfair.
And it's not... Like, I get it. Refing is not...
It's not easy.
It's not easy. It's unfair. nobody's going to be happy with the ref's calls on every game.
But he doesn't need to be downright miserable person to everybody either.
And especially when somebody's calling timeout, seeing that one of her players got hurt, and they look at her like she had six heads.
So in that situation, though, I will say it doesn't matter who the ref is. I've been battling here, my timeouts being heard for I don't know how many years with the refs. It's just my voice. It's just the way the refs. Either way, in that situation, I had already made a contact with the Hyde Park bench. Like, they knew my face. I've done it up with them. They knew on my face. This was bad. She was already coming to me either way. The timeout, I called the timeout. It's technicality. That's the way the game goes. And it keeps the normalcy for all the other players still in the game. If they called my, given me the timeout or not, Cadence was coming off the bench to me. That was a done deal. The timeout was to keep a normalcy in a basketball game on my end. And like I said, there are a number of games that are going smoothly when I want my timeout. We all saw at Wolka, Sean tried calling a timeout for me.
Dude,
at the Wolka game. As far as my timeouts, those are, I've been a heat wave every year.
No, that's fine though. He literally looked at you and the other ref looked at you with a whistle in his mouth just going, what? Am I supposed to do something?
The lady that was doing the floors, she was just like, she was right there. I don't know what her name is.
I made contact with the bench. They knew it.
She was great.
She was his wife. So that's, so Michelle runs the program and then Alan helps and volunteers with stuff like reffing and things like that.
As you've seen in the past, this is not a this time only incident. Yes. So same in the boys. We expected tough calls when we went into that game. And we did get tough calls. I don't know if you guys were there, but Jace didn't do a darn thing. Kid ran right in him, hit the floor, and he got the foul. Like, we knew it wasn't right, but there's nothing we can say about it. And we already knew when we went into that game, Jace was going to get called on a lot because he's done it before.
It was just the refs. I mean, the other ladies, the other coaches, they were right there, when Cadence got hurt. They asked, do you need more ice packs? I'm like, no, I'm going to bring her up. We're going to get done. It's just they were calling unfair shots.
Mm-hmm.
My next question would be, would you guys be willing to write letters to Hyde Park? Like, yes, we can say that we received complaints, but I think it's going to come way better if it comes from you guys.
Yeah,
so if you guys can write some letters.
If
you would like to, you can write some letters. And I can get you guys. I don't know if we
I would say one letter with all the signatures would be sufficient.
That too.
Okay,
but, not everyone needs to write a letter, I don't think. But everyone should sign it. All the parents, father, mother, and child, if you want. Say everyone just here is feeling unready.
And then we can get that to Hyde Park, just because I feel like, yes, we can say we have received complaints, but it's going to hold a lot more value, I think, to people hearing it from the actual sources that we're getting it from. Because we're like, yes, I was there. Yes, I saw it. Yes, I agree that the game was not called fairly. I also agree that, unfortunately, I've been coaching for many years softball. You get refs and umps that are just downright horrible. There are some that I will admit that when they step on the field, I dread. I know what's going to happen. It's one of those things that I immediately know what's going to happen when I see those umpires step onto my field. I know exactly what's going to happen.
I have that with the Hyde Park reffing.
Yeah.
I know when we play at Hyde Park, I know what we're getting for reffing.
It's going to be tough calls.
You know the field. Like, yep. I know exactly how that piece is going.
So we all hear you guys. We understand. We know that this is an issue. I've also heard that it's not just an issue for our school as well. I have talked to several other committees, and that they have also had several complaints on their end from different teams as well, from their different teams as well. So I do think that at this point, I'm thankful that you guys all came here tonight to tell us your concerns, so that we can all hear it from you guys and not just me getting the information and then relaying it back to them. This way, everyone's here. Everyone's getting all the same information. From moving forward, we're at the end of the season for this year. I know it's sad and good thing all at the same time. We have canceled the game on the 16th for the girls at this point.
Sorry. You're good. It's not you, it's for him.
I think he can catch better.
And so what I would really like for us for happen is for the parents to get together, put everything in a letter, you guys sign it all together, and whether or not you want to send it to Michelle Pelletier yourself, or you can give it to us to forward to them. It's totally your guys' call on what you guys want to do. I am more than happy to give you her email so that you guys could send it to her if you would like to just do it directly to her, or if you guys would feel more comfortable sending it to us and we just forward it to them. It's totally your call. But we do hear you. We do understand that this is an issue. And
is there
like
anything
going
to be done about this issue? So other teams from other schools and this school don't have this issue yet? The first step is writing a letter to High Park and getting everyone to sign it.
And getting them to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
So that would be the first step, is getting them to
acknowledge it. And then the next step is, we're at the end of the season, so unfortunately it's going to be hard to tell what's going to happen next season, unfortunately, because unfortunately I don't have a crystal ball to see if he's still going to be there next year or not. But what we can do for next year is we can see if we can ask and see who their ref is before we play them. If that is,
if that's important to you,
like, we could definitely ask.
For our girls, it's not because they're sixth graders, but I'm looking out for the ones that are coming up.
And
they should be treated unfairly. Yes. And feel like they don't want to play that at that school because of that ref.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even 3-4 had issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. And like I said, it's not, unfortunately, it's not just this, your guys' team. It's been, and I do know it's been going on for years. My niece is, she's in middle school now.
Yep.
She had the same issues when they played them. This has been a thing. So that's where I think starting with the letter, getting them to at least acknowledge that they received the letter, and then next year we deal with it in a situation. Because like I said, this year we can't, at this point we're at the end of their season.
Right.
We have no more games with them.
Well,
so,
and I just want to throw in a little 2 cents, and not trying to stick up for Hyde Park or the gentleman that was reffing. I wasn't there. I didn't see what took place. But knowing by reffing a lot, by being around towns, by going to a lot of other schools in the last 4 years, I've walked out of a game in Morrisville 3 years ago, or I was about to, because of safety. They weren't calling it. Kids were getting frustrated. They start pushing and hitting even more, and I did. I told the refs that we were going to walk. Then one of the refs made a comment, and I said, all right, boys, we're leaving. And then another ref came over, talked to me. We worked it out, and we stayed. But there's a list a mile long. It all depends on who you get to volunteer. Sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it just sucks. And I understand that. I guess the best thing we could do is, like, if someone felt like they didn't want to play him, then they just don't play him. Or in the future, I think coaches are kind of that fine line where if they feel like that their kid's safety is in jeopardy, then I think that's where they step out and say, hey, I'm going to talk to the ref and tell them if you guys can't call those calls, and we're going to step away. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, not in Hyde Park defense, but there's been a lot of issues. We had Stowe a couple years ago. They had two eighth-grade kids out there reffing and weren't blowing the whistle with anything. So it's just, it is hard. I don't agree with the way sometimes he speaks to to people in the moment. And I guess that's just a, I think it's unfortunately a personal thing where it's like I said, I think a letter would be the best thing. Just letting them know, like, hey, there's a few parents that felt like, yes, I understand you guys don't, you want to control the crowd and you don't need people yelling at volunteers and yelling at people because we're getting upset and things like that. Because that's where that fine line of zero tolerance for speaking to officials and things come into play. But I do understand that being the person in charge of that gym or the official in charge of that game, it's our jobs as refs to try to de-escalate instead of escalate. So I think the committee, that's a great idea on just giving them a letter. It's just saying, hey, this is how we feel about this situation. Just going forward, we just expect a fair game when we come in there and our athletes to not feel like they don't want to play in the gym just because A, they're afraid to get hurt, or B, they're not getting the calls the fair way that the other team's getting those calls. So that's really all I have to say. And I know Steph said to call you the other day, but I was like, I know tempers are not high when things happen. 24 hours, sometimes we can settle down a little bit, but I hear you. I hear you guys loud and clear when it comes. It is very, feels like sometimes we're being disrespected and stuff, but I think that's where that letter comes into play.
I think it's one thing for the parents and the coaches to feel disrespected, but it's another thing when our kids feel absolutely disrespected. Yeah. And I have a problem with my kid feeling like she's being treated unfairly.
Yeah.
And that's where I got mad, because my kid is not going to be treated unfairly.
I get it. We all get the kids.
That is where I draw the line. That's where I'm the mama bear, where my kid is not going to be treated disrespectfully. And I'm not going to tolerate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I totally,
I think that's where it steps in, like Nick said.
Yeah.
Just end the game. It's just time to end, and this is the reason why we're doing it. So if you guys can acknowledge what we're doing then and fix it, we can keep playing. But and it would just be that. Just end the game from reference.
And I think for right now we do with the letter, and then next basketball season before we start playing them, we can ask and be like, who do you have more refs?
Well, that's kind of where I was trying to say, like, is that it's just, it's hard because we don't get a lot of volunteers any of these towns, and that's why it's hard to kind of get picky about refs. Like, I totally understand, but it comes down to just either we're not going to play that game or we are, because the volunteers are the volunteers, and we can only get so many people to come out and ref those games.
Yeah, my friend at Hardwick always looking for refs. Yeah, it's hard for them to get them.
I mean, I get messages almost 7 days a week from all the towns. Are you available tonight? So it's hard finding people.
And honestly, I know, like, her accident at Hyde Park, it was not Hyde Park's fault, but it was just, I was scared. And I know playing a sport, they get hurt. They're always going to get hurt playing sports. Well, she does anyway. But if it wasn't for Coach Kelly, I would have lost my stuff. She was a rock for us. She helped me out so much.
She and I, Kelly, handled that situation the best everything could be with everything right there. Yeah.
And I've talked to many people from around both towns and Hyde Park, you know, coaches and things like that. So, like, everyone said, like, they kind of understood the circumstances and understand, like, sometimes the call is just one good. And it's hard too. I guess there was a high school kid that was helping that wasn't growing a lot, but like I said, not trying to, you know, I guess, like, I'm not trying to stick up for them or whatnot.
No,
I mean, my best interest is always going to be Eden. It's just, it is. It's hard to find people. So.
I think the biggest thing is how he handled it.
Correct. I agree.
Especially when she got hurt. And then he hit the father out and made the son upset. And
I'm not upset about the unfair calling. I mean, that happens at every game.
Right.
And every parent is going to have that thought with any ref at some point in time.
That's what we got to do in the letter, is express that it's not, we always understand there's a little unfair call. If someone doesn't see something, but our concern is how he handled it, how he handled the public.
how he's,
you know,
his, I mean, I've watched him literally look at her
right.
and turn his head and looked at us and started yelling.
Yep.
And that to me is very disrespectful for the players.
Absolutely.
And he's lucky that I haven't been for 2 years because I would have gone, I would have blown up and it would not be pretty because I have one heck of a temper. But because I have to be good to keep it off my record for disorderly conduct, I kept my mouth shut.
Yeah.
And usually I do not.
Usually I keep my mouth shut.
I speak my mind.
I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. After well, 2 hours of watching him call unfair lately, and I'm like, and my kid not wanting to play, and I'm like, you know what? I'm done. And I finally said something, and I usually shut my mouth.
That's where I really think it was. It's more his attitude for you guys, I feel like,
yes.
versus the call. It's more the way he speaks to people,
yeah.
including the kids.
And I would definitely highlight that in the letter.
Yeah. Right.
Because we were talking, just saying how there were unfair calls, and he is the one that practically came over and starts biting our heads off. And I'm like, oh, not today. And we're talking, we weren't screaming.
I was gonna say no. None of the at that point, none of you. I didn't even know what was happening at that point.
He started screaming at us, and then we got even more angry.
Yeah, and then when people, my husband started yelling.
Yeah.
And emotions were high. A kid was hurt. And when it's your kid that's hurt for him. Absolutely. Your emotions are high. Your kid is hurt. You're scared. You said, you know, it's not like it's ever happened to that extreme.
Yeah.
He wasn't aware on the other side what it looks like. He just knew it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Kicking him out when his daughter's hurt probably wasn't the best move. That's I thought about it after, and I was like, absolutely not. That was emotion driven on all sides, especially for a dad.
Yeah, emotional reaction. Emotions trigger another emotional reaction, and then everything.
And so, if anything, I mean, send the dad to the foyer to wait because Cadence was going. She wasn't staying. Either way,
but Jackson was left by himself.
He was really upset when
he was upset.
It was an emotion, like you said, an emotionally driven situation where, okay, instead of you're out of here, kick him out the whole nine yards. Just ask him to step outside.
Right.
He's leaving anyway with a hurt daughter.
Power struggle. Who's in a power?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Be like absolutely. It was just emotional.
And I do think High Park did a good job at quickly stepping in between the ref and you guys. Instantly, the coach. I don't know if it was the coach. No, it wasn't. It was. I don't know who that was. He was on the High Park bench.
There was a couple coaches. Yeah. I think one of the coaches went over.
Yeah.
As well as, like you said, checking over here with the ice. And then you had, I think it was one of the coaches that had gone and was talking to the bench.
Yeah.
And then pulling all the teams together and just to de-escalate and keep the kids out of what they could on all angles.
Yeah.
I missed that part, but I heard that it was, you know, Hyde Park and Eden together, pulled them aside so that they weren't
back on my
the heart head. Of all of it,
like,
to make it
doing that
as calm as possible.
Right. Not just for once. Like, it felt like he was intentionally...
I think we're all set. I think they're going to be writing a letter and figure out how they want to take care of it, whether they want to send it or have us send it.
You send me too.
She's going to call stuff on her any chance to get.
She's lying.
No, I'm not. Lying. What happens when you don't
take ill? All right.
No.
So are you guys good with writing a letter?
Yeah.
All right.
If somebody wants to pick one, write a letter, and then we can all sign it.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it might be better if we have them forward it. That way they know that the committee is involved.
Yeah, rather than they go ignore the letter.
That's my feeling is.
Yeah, they'll probably ignore it, just say they've never got it.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I am completely okay with doing that.
Huh?
Yeah.
I see your PJs. I didn't know if you were sick.
Oh, they always wear PJs.
See, middle school does it too. My niece does it too.
It's even worse. Slippers and pajamas.
Yeah. So, you guys definitely just write the letter. I will be gone for the next week, but they will see it. And we can get it to them.
I've contacted both of them on Facebook, and my husband's got him on Facebook.
So. Yeah. And you can just, so the email, we can get you the, well, you guys have the emails because you get the emails from us. But you can just send it to that email. Okay. Christina will be watching the email while I'm gone.
Perfect.
And we can get it to High Park.
All right.
Do you guys have any other concerns or questions? I really appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you.
One more.
What's another billion? yeah, exactly. All right, I'll stop at school.
Do you need anything else?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, all right. So we're going to go back to number one, basketball check-in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dustin. See ya. All right.
Plaques are in.
Okay, I have all of the certificates and medals.
I wanted to ask them if they're interested in joining the committee. Damn it. Darn it.
I've already mentioned it.
I figured if you say it again and again, they might get
it. So I have split... I have each of the teams are different color coded. You're welcome.
Ooh, cute.
So these are 5-6 boys, and then I have them separated from 6th graders to 5th graders. And then here are the 5th grade medals. And I have that basically for all the teams. The only ones that aren't separated like that are like the younger kids that we don't have the plaques for. But the rest are all separated. I have them all in colors for us to hand out. And then we get the basketball medals for the other kids. I did want to just verify. We were just going to let the 1-2 team keep those t-shirts, right? Is that what? Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure. I was making sure. I thought that's what we had decided, but double checking. End of the year. Oh, well, do we have anything else that we need to talk about for basketball? Nick, do you have anything? All right. So, end of the year award night check-in. Confirmed dates. So, I talked with Nick, and a lot of his kids already have kids on the 1-2 team. So, he thinks it'd probably be best if we combined.
We only have 5.
Yeah.
So, that's what I was
combine the 1-2 and the preschool kindergarten. So that would be on the 17th. Are you okay with that, Nick?
Yeah. February 17th?
Yeah, it would be the Tuesday.
Cause 2-17. Yeah. What time are we doing at 6?
I think
after.
That's next week, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's next week. Because the following week they're on vacation.
Okay.
It was after a practice or something?
Yeah, it was like, so their practice goes until I think 6:30.
Okay. And how many kids is that?
So that they have 5. Jackie emailed and said the head count was 49 for the 1-2 team. So I think that's family and...
Yeah.
So that's what I want to talk about because...
Do you know how many kids are on the 1-2?
There's 15 kids.
15?
So if 15. They have one parent per kid, that's 30.
Yeah.
And then if they have double...
2, yeah.
So
45. I don't know if everyone's inviting their grandmother.
I was just going to say that.
But yeah, so
I mean, you got like me and Steph. Hunter's on the team, so you got me, Steph, Tanner, Bentley, Hunter. So there's
family,
right there.
Yeah, family.
And I know like the Alexanders have. I think it's a total of 4 of them.
Okay, so head count 49
for the 1-2 team.
Yeah,
and you had
5
kids. So
20 kids all together.
No, because some of those parents are the same. So I just add. Yeah.
But we're talking 20 kids all together?
Roughly, yes. Yeah.
So we can double that and call that about right?
No.
No. because
we got 49
for 1-2 alone. The head count from that we got
20 is with 1-2 and
for the, that's just kids.
Right, just kids.
That's just kids, yes.
Right. And like he said, some of that crosses over, so so we're looking at about double, 40 to 50.
I'd say we're going to be looking at 55 to 60.
Yeah, probably for that group.
And then I mentioned to Molly early, you guys were talking about having pizzas, and I said cut them into 16ths instead of 8ths.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because that's good. And then the other thing is we're going to have to limit slices.
Mm-hmm.
Because
need someone to hand out?
No, honestly, we did that, I think it was last year. I just stood by the table and had the pizza already on a plate, and they just came over to take a plate, so nobody was, I don't like hands in the pizza box.
That too.
The other thing was, is I didn't want people taking, like, you know, three pieces at a time or something like that. Especially
like 6 boys, I know a couple of them will be like, oh, give me the whole pizza myself.
They'll eat it.
Well, they don't end at that age where it's like, ooh, pizza, let's think of myself and myself only. I'm
going to
take as many.
Well, and that's the other thing is, so I was talking with Melissa about this, because I know whoever gets this is going to have to get reimbursed for it. In the future, we're going to have to think about this, because so far with just that rough calculation, we're looking at almost $400 in pizza. Mm-hmm. So, and that's pizza alone. That's not.
I believe you. How did we get that number?
He got a price from,
Country Store. Yep.
And it was 16 for cheese and 17 for pepperoni, right? Is that what you texted?
17.50
Something like that.
Yep.
It was like 17.50 for pepperoni, and then 16. They're 18-inch pizzas.
Which is how many pieces?
We're going to do 16, because normally it's 8 slices, but then we're going to do 16.
Okay, so we can be looking at like 4 to 5 pizzas.
Yeah. Well, Melissa was thinking probably max that she would let us order would be 20.
For everyone.
For everyone. For the whole thing.
And how many are we looking at? We got 60 total for 1, 2, and K, right?
And then, yeah, and then 3, 4s.
So that's 4 pizzas between kindergarten and preschool, or preschool and second grade. That's 4 pizzas.
Yeah.
4 pizzas there. Yeah.
And then now you have third, fourth.
Third, fourth, I think you would probably need 3.
Well, how do we have a rough estimate?
Because there's 11 kids.
Mm-hmm. So then,
let's just say 30.
Yeah, 30. Let's say roughly 30 people for 1-2.
What's the date of the
1-2? 3-4 is the 18th.
18th at
6:30, and they're gonna be doing a like parents versus kid game before that.
You said 3-4 is the 18th.
Four, five, six, seven. So that's 7 between those two groups.
And then 5-6. You have 13 kids. Kelly has 10.
There's
23.
So we'll probably need 5 or 6 pizzas.
I would say six. With
5, 6 boys.
We're feeding preteen boys, let's be honest.
We're not looking to fill their bellies full. We're looking to provide them a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
So how 5, 6 girls and 5, 6 boys, how many people do we think here? We got 13 boys.
13 boys, 10 girls.
You could do it with 14 pizzas total instead of 20.
You think you could?
Here's, well, we got 7 how many, here.
How many are for 3-4? 3 or 4 pizzas?
Three pizzas.
Sorry, I'm a little slow.
No,
so we got 13 pizzas left, and 5, 6 girls have 10 players. Let's just say 30 people again.
Yeah.
Which is
are they doing theirs together?
The 5, 6 teams, yes. Yeah. They're doing theirs on the 21st.
The boys, we got 13 kids. Let's just say 35 there. So 65 people, and I think, I mean, let's just, we got 4 pizzas for 60 people for the 1-2. Let's just get 5 pizzas.
Perfect. Are you writing all of this down, Trevor, to order this?
I can give you all this info, too.
And I will get you the...
Just 5?
Yes.
So we're a little under 20?
We're a little under 20, which will be good. Cause,
way under 20.
Yes, which will be
7,
nice.
5, 12.
12, which will be way better than the original. Amount I was thinking, because we'll do the 17.50 for the 12, it'd be 210. So much better than...
Do we, if we're that close, can we throw an extra pizza on each one then? So it's not so tight?
Still under.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I mean,
we can.
Yeah, why we don't really want to scrimp it as tight as we can.
Total pizza.
Yeah.
Right.
I like
that idea. Yeah, so throw one extra pizza on everyone.
Five, four, and six.
Oh, yes. Six. Sorry. So I was looking at a six. I was looking at a six, that's why.
Okay. So I think that's a good I think that's a good plan that we go with, and then I'm fine with.
They're gonna be cooked separately because they're on separate nights.
Dates,
correct?
Yeah, correct.
So, yeah, everything's separate for days.
So, but he'll figure that out.
So are they just gonna charge you one price and then?
I think so.
He's been working on it. Can you pin?
And
when is the 5-6 boys and girls end of year?
21st.
21st. At what time?
Well, I didn't hear that.
What time are we doing?
6:30.
Yeah. 6:30. I think we decided one for the 21st after the game.
When you get on 1-2 and K. 6:30.
6:30. Okay. Here's this for the top.
Paisley's dad.
Yes. Yes.
His name. Eric. Eric.
Gave us a
donated $50 to take the pieces.
So.
Wow.
Perfect.
First and second grade.
That's extremely kind.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
So. Maybe we should send him an email.
I would like to. I'm gonna pick him up a card.
Yeah. Maybe just pick him up something that's so we can say thank you.
Yeah, exactly. We'll sign it.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, I'm fine with. I can give some because I'll be gone for most of these. I'm fine with giving someone money to. I'll donate sodas or something, so that we can try to stay.
I'm gonna donate.
Well, if we're so close, why don't we just use the funds?
The extra,
you know.
Money.
We can throw some sodas in there.
Yeah. The only thing is, we need to make sure that we're using the tax ID number and getting tax exempt.
Yep.
Because the select board is gonna start questioning if we're paying tax on things because we are tax exempt.
He said that's all he needs is tax ID.
And we can. So if you
we're not actually purchasing anything anyway.
Well, if we get sodas. Could you get sodas there?
Yeah.
Do they have sodas there?
Yeah. I'd say just get some 2 liters and call it good.
Yeah, and I'm fine with splitting plates and cups with you if you want. If you just tell me how much it is, I can get you money too.
Yes.
The school doesn't have that stuff?
No, not that we can use.
I'm just going to get throwaway paper plates.
Yeah.
And plastic cups.
Yeah.
And napkins. Maybe I'll just get some rolls of paper towels, actually.
We got some napkins. It's fine.
Okay, napkins.
Oh, there's some downstairs. I'll grab them.
Oh, okay. So napkins are good. I'll get plates and cups.
Yep.
Okay. I think I'll probably get some cookies or something.
Yeah, and I sent it in the email. I put that people are more than welcome to bring other things if they would like to share.
Yeah, I'll see how much cookies are. I mean, because that would be cookies for, you know, close to over 100 people.
If you have a Costco membership. No. I have one, but I won't be here to go get the... I can go on...
My sister does, but I don't know about working it all out before...
Next week.
Yeah.
Fast turnaround.
Yeah.
Cambridge this weekend.
So I think that's all good. Do we have any other things that we need to talk about for that?
No, the plaques look great.
Perfect. And like I said, those are the awards.
Are these going to stay here?
You guys are probably going to take... you guys are going to need them for next week.
Yeah, well, I know where you are, too.
Well, I won't be here is the problem. Melissa will be here, so I can leave them on my desk for you guys.
Okay. I would prefer that. I have the plaques right now in a box in the closet.
So,
I'm really worried about
I can just leave them here, and then you guys can stop in just before we close.
And I'm going to see you tomorrow, too.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't mind. I'll see if I can have
I can get a box downstairs tomorrow. I'll put them in. Sorry, my friend's group chat is blowing up right now for some reason. You probably hadn't had time to read the minutes.
Right.
And Dan's not here. So we probably should wait until next
should
meeting.
Should do it all with them. Everyone.
We'll have to wait on fundraisers, too. I'm going to talk to Chris tomorrow. I have not shot him an email.
Okay, so we'll table the next two.
Table 5 and 6.
Baseball and softball is not looking too hot right now.
Still just little kids?
Just T-ball.
Okay.
Only
T-ball. Do we have any?
We have one.
No coach pitch?
No coach pitch. We have one for coach pitch that has signed up. I've talked to, actually, Eric Boardman is coaching baseball out at Lamoille, so I talked with him tonight. He said after signups close, we'll have a meeting and we can kind of just co-mingle the teams. Mm-hmm. So, like I told him, I said, I think we'll have enough for a T-ball team. The other teams are not looking, like I said, there's only one coach pitch signed up. There's two signed up for coach pitch softball, but they didn't sign up. It's like in their cart that's like left abandoned because we can see all of that.
I will say that majority of the last, like ever since I've been doing this, they've never really, they might have, the last year or two, a couple of towns might have had a coach pitch softball.
But
in years past, it's normally a co-ed coach pitch baseball. Throw it underhand to the field, maybe throw it overhand.
Yeah. So Eric said we would talk about that. He would have a meeting. We would have a meeting at the end where we would all get together. We would see what teams we have, and we can also talk about games. There's a meeting next week, he said. I told him I'll be in Florida. I can Zoom into it, but I'm not going to be around for that. He goes, maybe I don't want you to because it's going to be like 80 degrees and it's probably going to be snowing and cold here. I said, well, you can look at my very nice sunset as I'm sitting here. I wanted to talk about, we might not really have to worry about, we'll have to get like T-balls and stuff like that. Are you guys okay with just getting T-shirts for them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they need.
Right. Yeah. Keep it simple.
It's T-ball. Like, give them a T-shirt, right? I think that's what's always been done. So, I think that if you guys are good with that.
I would still like to get those bleachers out of there, regardless of
We should still work on getting the bleachers out of there, because we will need a T-ball field, so, we're going to have to make do with one of those fields over. We can probably turn, the likelihood of us getting a softball team is going to be very slim. I think we're more apt to get a baseball team, so I think, if anything, maybe we turn the softball field. Turn the softball field into a T-ball field.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's...
I have no idea.
We've always just done the one baseball field and had T-ball play on the baseball field. So, I mean, that would probably be the easiest one because the other one would have to be overthrown pretty hard. This one, it's pretty loose, so it's only been a couple of years since it's been touched. So, just a little raking. Maybe a rotator pass or something.
So...
As if you get enough.
We have enough for T-ball.
Oh, okay.
There's already like 6 kids for T-ball. We don't really need that many for T-ball. No. What do they do? Run around and chase butterflies? I'm not trying to mean, but watching my niece play T-ball drives me insane.
It's painful, isn't it?
It's so painful. It's kind of like, I'm like, hey, the base is there. Catch the ball. Catch it.
It's hard.
And my mom goes, you can't be here. I was like, I can't do this. I'm leaving. I can't do this anymore. Can't watch this. She goes, you totally coach too much adult middle school stuff. I was like, I can't handle this anymore. But I kind of wanted to, now that everyone has left, let's skip back if you guys are okay with going back to number 3 for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we're all on the same page. We'll get their letter from them and we'll forward it to High Park if you guys are all okay with that.
Well, I feel like that's where... That's all we can do.
Yeah.
We can't tell High Park.
No, I know we can't tell High Park what to do, and then come next season.
And also, they might not respond, not because they're ignoring it, but because what do they say?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what the expectation will be from the parents on High Park's end, but
I think they'll at least acknowledge it and say that they got it.
Yeah.
I don't think High Park will just completely ignore us.
Well, I don't think that they're going to ignore us.
No.
I'm sure they'll handle whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as a response, I don't think a response is necessarily warranted. I'm not looking for a response from them.
As much as I'm just giving them information. I kept telling them, we're done this season. We're not playing them again.
They want to be heard, though.
Yeah, they wanted to be heard. That's why I was like, we'll have this. They can come in. They can be heard. We can send it to High Park. That way, I feel like they think, at least that way, they feel like something has been
done. That's an actionable step towards whatever they want to have done.
Yeah, and then next year.
The ball's in Hyde Park's court.
Yeah, and then next year, I'm not opposed to just being like, hey, can we know who your ref is before we go? Mm-hmm. So that we don't have...
Yeah, I can see that going different ways, because what if it changes last minute because, mm-hmm. you know,
that's
somebody's
that's
sick.
My whole point with
that,
the whole
that
thing
stuff
is,
happens.
You
yeah.
only got so many volunteers.
Right. Volunteers.
And,
right. well,
and, you know, you need volunteers to make games work.
Work,
so,
right.
That's why it's their choice in the end. If it's going
yeah.
rough, they have to just
yeah.
speak
just
up and
out.
Step out.
They
you know?
Have the right to forfeit if
yeah.
they choose to do
yeah.
that.
Well, and
yeah.
the other thing I think as well, with that letter, I think if they put the correct information in it, like it was more his tone and his, I don't know how you put it.
Attitude.
Attitude, yeah. I
toward
think
the
towards
public.
Them.
Yeah.
Then maybe they can talk about his attitude and maybe he might be able to change it a little bit.
Right at it.
I
mean,
doubt it.
Not personally towards him. I just mean it's like at the end of the day, like I said, volunteers are volunteers.
Yeah.
You only get what you got. And it's either you like it or you don't. And that's the bottom line.
It also sounds like it's just a personality.
Yeah.
That it's not just like he was having a bad day. It's his personality. And it's unlikely a grown man is willing to change that at this point in time for something he volunteers to do.
Yeah.
Very true.
So
true.
I don't foresee that happening. But the Hyde Park can handle it however they
yeah,
want to.
Yeah, definitely. I just feel like we just, they were coming into the office like several times to be like, well, what are we going to do? What? That's why I felt like we just need to have a meeting where they
can
come.
Well, I think the whole letter thing is a good idea. I think they want to know what they can do and they really don't know what to do. And I think, hey, here's a letter. You can send it to the committee saying, we didn't like how this situation was handled, and we felt like we were disrespected because of this.
Yeah.
And that's, and I think that's all we can
do.
So I, think
I agree.
Was, I think it was a great meeting to sit down and let them know that's the proper step to handle
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, and that's what I just was like, I'm like, I don't want to, as a, like, just by myself, I didn't want to be like, this is what you need to do. But that's why I was like, maybe if they come in, everyone, they can talk, they can have their...
Mm-hmm.
moments, everyone can hear everyone, and then...
Well, and have other people in here
yeah.
To talk about it, yourself, myself, like, for people that experience stuff. Like, you got a one-track mind sometimes when you're thinking about, okay, this is how I feel in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to step back when you're upset and put yourself in other people's
eyes
in that
situation.
So hearing things like, I get you guys are upset, but I've been to Mooresville, I've been to Stowe, I've been to Wolka, I've been to...
Bad refs are a dime a dozen.
Exactly.
Right.
Bad refs, bad
you
umpires.
Just play through it.
Sometimes I don't even like to call it bad because at the end of the day, I get it's frustrating, but those people are still volunteers.
Yeah.
Right.
And if it wasn't for those volunteers, then you'd have zero games.
Exactly.
And I get that you're frustrated, and I'm not trying to, like I said, to defend them. But as I've been doing this for quite a few years now,
it's the reality of this.
Everyone's
yeah.
going to have an issue with the ref.
Ref.
If it's
well,
you or
but
anyone.
Like
so it's
so
just,
much,
just...
Not so much the calls, but I get what he's saying with personalities and things. And that's where it's like...
To be honest with you, he reminds me of one that should just probably do middle level in high school. Because they don't, like... I don't know, like, they just...
Well, middle level and high school, those aren't volunteers, are they? Aren't
no.
they?
No, they're paid officials.
They're paid officials.
Yep.
Yep. But you...
It's definitely a different standard.
I was
going to
yeah.
say, because I guess he's a paid official and I'm a paid official, but it's different when it's like $25 and I'm a volunteer that have maybe
mm-hmm.
never taken a class compared to a packed ref that has getting $60 a game.
Right.
Well, and that's my other thing is there's really not much... as, like, anything we can do because he isn't a patched ref.
Right.
If he was a patched ref, there would be different steps
some
to take.
I, thought he
well,
was,
I still wouldn't have
no.
any interest in doing that as a committee.
No, but the...
Especially for a $25 volunteer.
Yeah.
Right, right.
No. But there would be other steps that we could tell them what the steps
if
would
they
be.
Wanted to
yeah,
take them.
Yeah, that would be what... all right. Anything else that we need to discuss?
Are we splitting pizzas half and half? Cheese, half pepperoni? All
I'm
pepperoni?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know this one is 5, but you can just choose.
You, well, they can do
yeah.
One half of it cheese, one half of it pepperoni.
Yeah.
Split it down the middle. Then the rest just split half and half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. And then for soda, I would probably stick away from things that had caffeine.
Yeah, I prefer to go for that, too.
Do you have the number per group? Because he's going to want to make them on different days, and he's going to want to know.
Okay, yes, he has.
This day, I need eight that day.
Yeah, he has them all.
Yep. Cool. And for the time it's supposed to be ready. Yep. Which should be no problem for him through the week, because he said that's usually easier.
Okay.
Friday, Friday's in the middle of the day.
No,
so
that's not Friday, that's Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, sorry.
That's Saturday.
Yeah, the 21st is, yeah.
And
5/6. Do you not look at your emails that I send you?
Well, I mean, I kind of. Make sure it's nothing I need to know right now.
I was like, you not read my emails, Nick.
I know. I'm like, okay, this is a pressing. This is a week from now.
Right,
so
there's
like,
a lot of emails.
We're doing
that are coming in and out.
Everyone on the 20th for pictures.
For pictures, correct.
20th, everyone pictures.
Yes, and I sent out the schedule.
I saw there were like different time frame.
Yeah. I didn't figure kids wanted to sit there for hours.
No, they don't.
So that's why I figured if we did the time things, then we could usher in and out.
Okay, and I then should check my email for that.
So 5/6 boys is, I think, 7, I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but I think it's 7.
I have a lot of stuff in the information. Okay, I make a motion we adjourn.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to have it. We are adjourned.